Imagine a mountain made of snow in the middle of the desert. Now, think about 300 large islands made by men to look like a map of the world. What about an underwater hotel where people can sleep while dangerous sharks swim all around them? These ideas seem impossible, but in the city of Dubai, they are real.
Dubai is a large city in the country of the United Arab Emirates. It sits on the Persian Gulf, right next to the ocean. Dubai is a port city, but it has a completely desert climate. In the past, Dubai was not a big city. Most of its citizens lived simple lives. They earned money by catching fish or diving for valuable ocean pearls. Until recent years, most people in the area around Dubai lived the same way they had lived for hundreds of years before.
All that changed in 1966. This was the year workers discovered oil in Dubai. At this time, the Maktoums were Dubai's ruling family. Oil quickly brought the Maktoums huge amounts of wealth. But the family knew that the oil would not last forever. So they decided to invest a lot of their money in other industries, like tourism and trade. As a result of their effort, Dubai changed in major ways.
Now, tourism is a major industry in Dubai. Each year, millions of people visit the city. Many people come to see Dubai's famous building projects. Dubai has the world's tallest and highest-priced hotel, the Burj Al Arab. It also has two sets of human-made islands. The Palm Islands are a group of islands made in the shape of a date palm tree. Dubai's World Islands look like a map of the world. And they are so large, you can even see them from space. But Dubai is most famous for the Burj Khalifa, the tallest human-made building on the planet.
Dubai is a global city full of modern wonders. But less than 50 years ago, it was a small desert port. No other area in the world has experienced such large amounts of change in such a short amount of time. But how does this affect a culture? What happens to people when they become rich so quickly?
Many young people in Dubai are thankful for their wealth.
This is the best place in the world to be young. The government pays for your education to the highest level. You get a free house when you get married. You get free health care. Almost everyone has workers who clean their homes, watch their children, and drive them around. And we never pay taxes. Before, My grandfather got up every day, and he would have to fight to get to the well first to get water. They were always hungry and thirsty. They needed jobs very badly. Now look at us.
But not everyone agrees that this easy wealth is wonderful.
People here are becoming overweight babies who do not want to do any work. We do not do anything for ourselves.
Many people from Dubai are also concerned about keeping their cultural identity. To help achieve Dubai's fast growth, rulers brought many foreigners to the country. Between 90 and 95% of Dubai's population is foreign. Many people from the United Arab Emirates feel that Dubai is losing its Emirati culture.
The people of Dubai are extremely proud of their city, and rightly so. And yet, in our hearts, we fear we have built a modern city, but are losing it to all these foreigners.
Dubai's fast growth has also caused other problems. Many human rights organizations have recognized problems with poor treatment of foreign workers. Dubai needs a lot of workers to support the city. These workers help build Dubai's many new homes and buildings. Other workers help wealthy families care for their homes and children. Most of these workers come from poor countries. To enter the United Arab Emirates, they need a visa. Often, they do not have enough money to pay for this official document. So, many of the businesses or families they work for pay for the workers' visas. This means the workers owe their employers money before they begin working. This gives the employer a lot of power.
When workers arrive in Dubai, their employers often pay them much less than they promised. Many workers have to live in very bad conditions, but they have to pay off their loan before they can leave the country. So they are trapped. Some of them feel like they are slaves.
Even though the city is so rich, there is another side. The city's economic miracle would not be possible without armies of poorly paid workers from the Indian subcontinent. Most of these workers are forced to give up their passports when they arrive.
There is no question that Dubai is an amazing city. It is also clear that the city plans to grow even more than it already has. But what is less clear is how all of this growth and change will affect the people living there. What will life really be like for them? Will the people of the United Arab Emirates be able to keep their culture strong? Will the workers from poor countries earn enough money to improve their lives?